Surah Al-Ma'idah. O believers, fulfill your contract obligations. All four-legged animals from livestock are lawful to you, other than those which are hereby announced. However, do not violate the prohibition of hunting while you are in Ihram. Indeed, Allah orders whatever He pleases. O believers, do not violate the sanctity of the symbols of Allah, the sacred month, the animals brought for sacrifice, the garlands that mark such animals, and those people visiting the sacred house to seek the grace and good pleasure of their Rabb. When you put off your ihram, then you are allowed to hunt. Let not the hatred of some people who once hindered you from the sacred mosque incite you to commit transgression. Cooperate with one another in righteousness and piety, and do not cooperate in sin and transgression. Have fear of Allah. Allah is stern in punishment. You are forbidden to eat the meat of any animal that dies by itself, blood, the flesh of swine, and that on which any name other than Allah has been invoked. Also that which is strangled to death, killed by a violent blow, killed by a headlong fall, and of those beaten or gored to death, and that which has been partly eaten by a wild animal, unless you are able to slaughter it before its death. Also that which is sacrificed on altars, or is divided by raffling of arrows. All these are sinful acts. Today the unbelievers have given up all their hope of vanquishing your religion. Have no fear of them. Fear me. Today I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and approved Al-Islam as a deen. Anyone who is compelled by hunger to eat what is forbidden, not intending to commit sin, will find Allah forgiving, merciful. They ask you what food is lawful for them. Say, all good clean things are lawful for you, as well as what you have taught your hunting birds and beasts to catch, trained by you with the knowledge given to you by Allah. Eat what they catch and hold for you. However, pronounce the name of Allah over it. Have fear of Allah. Allah is swift in settling the accounts. Today all good clean things have been made lawful for you, and the food of the people of the book is also made lawful for you, and your food is made lawful for them. Likewise, marriage with chaste free-believing women, and also chaste women among the people who were given the book before you, is made lawful for you, provided that you give them their dowries and desire chastity, neither committing fornication nor taking them as mistresses. Anyone who commits kufr with iman, all his good deeds will be in vain, and in the hereafter he will be one of the losers. O believers, when you rise up for salah, wash your faces and your hands as far as the elbows. Wipe your heads with wet hands, and wash your feet to the ankles. If you had an emission of semen, then take a full bath. However, if you are sick or on a journey, or you have used the toilet, or you had intercourse with your women, and you do not find any water, then resort to tayammum. Find clean soil and rub your faces and hands with it. Allah does not wish to burden you. He only wishes to purify you and to perfect His favor upon you so that you may be thankful. Allah did in fact make a covenant with the children of Israel and appointed 12 chieftains from among them and said, I am with you if you establish salah, pay zakah, believe in my rasuls, support them, and give a generous loan to Allah, I will certainly forgive you your sins and admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow. However, if any one of you after this violates this covenant, he will indeed go astray from the right way. Even after that, they broke their covenant. As a result, we laid on them our curse and hardened their hearts. They tampered with words out of their context and neglected much of what they were enjoined. You will always find most of them deceitful, except for a few of them. Yet forgive them and overlook their misdeeds. Allah loves those who are kind to others. Likewise, we also made a covenant with those who call themselves Christians, but they too have neglected much of what they were enjoined. As a result, we stirred among them enmity and hatred, which will last till the day of resurrection, and soon Allah will inform them all of what they have done. O people of the book, now our Rasul has come to you to reveal much of what you have concealed from the holy books, and to pass over much which is no longer necessary. There has come to you from Allah a new light and a clear book, with which Allah will guide to the ways of peace all those who seek His good pleasure and bring them out of the depth of darkness into the light of His grace and guide them to the right way. Indeed, those have committed kufr who say, God is the Messiah, son of Miriam. O Muhammad, ask them, who had the power to prevent Allah if He chose to destroy the Messiah, the son of Miriam, his mother, and all that is in the earth? Allah has the sovereignty over the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them. He creates what He pleases, and has power over everything. The Jews and the Christians say, we are the children of Allah and His beloved one. Ask them, why then does He punish you for your sins? Nay, in fact, you are human beings like others which He has created. He forgives whom He pleases, and He punishes whom He pleases. To Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, and to Him is the final refuge. O people of the book, indeed our Rasul has now come to you, making clear to you the teaching of the right way, after a long break in the series of the Rasuls, so that you may not be able to say, no one has come to give us good news or to warn us. Now someone has come to give you good news and warn you. So listen to him. Allah has power over everything. Ponder upon the incident when Musa said to his people, O my people, remember the favors which Allah has bestowed upon you. He has raised prophets from among you, made you kings, and gave you that which had not been given to anyone in the world. O my people, enter the holy land which Allah has assigned for you. Do not turn back, because if you do, you will become losers. They said, O Musa, a nation of giants live in there. We will not set foot in it until they leave. As soon as they leave, we will be ready to enter. Thereupon, two Allah-fearing men upon whom Allah had bestowed His grace said, attack directly at the city gate. Once you enter it, you will surely be victorious. Put your trust in Allah if you are really believers. They replied, O Musa, we will never enter it so long as they remain therein. Therefore, both you and your Rabb should go and fight. We will stay here. Hearing this, Musa prayed, O my Rabb, I have no control over anyone except myself and my brother. Please, set us apart from these disobedient people. Allah responded, very well. They are forbidden this land for 40 years. During this time they will wander homeless on the earth. So do not grieve for these disobedient people. Recite to them in all truth the story of Adam's two sons, how each offered a sacrifice, and how the offering of one was accepted, while that of the other was not. The latter said, I will kill you. The former replied, Allah only accepts the sacrifice from the righteous. Even if you stretch your hand to kill me, I shall not stretch my hand to slay you, for I fear Allah, the Rabb of the world. I intend to let you bear the burden of my sins as well as yours, and thus become an inmate of the fire, which is the reward for wrongdoers. The latter's soul prompted him to kill his brother. He killed him, and thus became one of the losers. Then Allah sent a raven, which dug the ground to show him how to bury the dead body of his brother. Alas, he cried, I failed even to be like this raven to find some way to dispose of the dead body of my brother. So he became full of regret. On account of that incident, we ordained for the children of Israel that whoever kills a person except as a punishment for murder or mischief in the land, it will be written in his book of deeds as if he had killed all the human beings on the surface of the earth. And whoever will save a life shall be regarded as if he gave life to all the human beings on the surface of the earth. Yet even though our Rasuls came to them one after the other with clear revelations, it was not long before many of them committed excesses in the land. The punishment for those who wage war against Allah and His Rasul and strive to create mischief in the land is death, or crucifixion, or the cutting off of hands and feet from opposite sides, or exile from the land, based on the gravity of their offense. This will be their humiliation in this world, and in the hereafter they will have grievous punishment, except those who repent before you apprehend them. In such a case, you should know that Allah is forgiving, merciful. O believers, fear Allah and seek the means to be closer to Him, and make jihad in His way so that you may be successful. As for those who are unbelievers, if they have everything that the earth contains, or twice as much to offer as ransom to redeem themselves from the punishment of the day of resurrection, it will not be accepted from them, and they shall have a painful punishment. They will desire to get out of the fire, but will not be able to do so, and they shall have an everlasting punishment. Male or female, whoever is guilty of theft, cut off the hand of either of them as a punishment for their crime. This is exemplary punishment ordained by Allah. Allah is mighty, wise. But whoever repents after committing the crime and reforms his conduct, Allah will surely turn to him with forgiveness. Allah is forgiving, merciful. Don't you know that Allah has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth? He may punish whom He pleases and forgive whom He pleases. Allah has power over everything. O Rasul, do not grieve for those who plunge headlong into unbelief, those who say with their tongues, "We believe," but have no faith in their hearts. And do not grieve for those Jews who listen to lies and spy for other people who had never come to you. They tamper with the words of Allah and take them out of their context and say, "If you are given such and such commandment, accept it. But if it is other than this, reject it." If Allah intends to put anyone to trial, you have no authority in the least to save him from Allah. Such people are those whose hearts Allah does not desire to purify. They will have humiliation in this world and a grievous punishment in the hereafter. That is because they listen to falsehood and eat what is forbidden. Therefore, if they come to you with their cases, you may judge between them or refuse to do so. Even if you refuse, they will not be able to harm you in the least. But if you do act as a judge, judge between them with fairness, for Allah loves those who judge with fairness. But why do they come to you for judgment when they have the Torah, which contains Allah's commandments? Yet they turn back after that. In fact, they are not true believers. Indeed, we revealed the Torah to Moses, in which there is guidance and light. By its laws, all the prophets who were Muslims judged those who called themselves Jews, and so did the rabbis and the jurists of law. They were entrusted the protection of Allah's book, and they themselves were witnesses. Have no fear of people. Fear me, and do not sell my revelations for a petty price. Those who do not judge by the law which Allah has revealed are indeed kafirs. We ordained in the Torah for them a life for a life, an eye for an eye, a nose for a nose, an ear for an ear, a tooth for a tooth, and for a wound, an equal retaliation. But if anyone remits the retaliation by way of charity, it will be an act of atonement for him. Those who do not judge by the law which Allah has revealed, they are the wrongdoers. Then in the footsteps of those prophets, we sent Isa, the son of Miriam, confirming whatever remained intact from the Torah in his time, and gave him the Injil, wherein was guidance and light, corroborating what was revealed in the Torah, a guidance and an admonition for those who fear Allah. Therefore, let the people who follow the Injil judge by the law which Allah has revealed therein. Those who do not judge by the law which Allah has revealed, they are the transgressors. To you, O Muhammad, we have revealed this book with truth. It confirms whatever has remained intact in the scriptures which came before it, and also to safeguard it. Therefore, judge between people according to Allah's revelations, and do not yield to their vain desires, diverging from the truth which has come to you. We have ordained a law and a way of life for each of you. If Allah wanted, He could have made all of you a single nation, but He willed otherwise, in order to test you in what He has given you. Therefore, try to excel one another in good deeds. Ultimately, you all shall return to Allah. Then He will show you the truth of those matters in which you dispute. So, O Muhammad, pronounce judgment among them according to the law which Allah has revealed, and do not follow their vain desires, and beware of them, lest they tempt you away from a part of that which Allah has revealed to you. If they reject your judgment, then know that it is Allah's wish to scourge them for some of their sins. In fact, most of the people are transgressors. By rejecting the divine law, do they wish to be judged by the laws of ignorance? Who is a better judge than Allah for those who believe in Him? O believers, take neither Jews nor Christians as your protecting friends. They are only protecting friends of one another. Whoever of you disobeys this commandment will be counted as one of them. Surely Allah does not guide the wrongdoers. You see that those who have the disease of hypocrisy in their hearts move around in their camp saying, "We fear lest the turn of fortune strike us." But soon when Allah gives you victory or a decision according to His will, they will regret what they are hiding in their hearts. At that time, the believers will say, "Are these the same people who solemnly swore by Allah that they would stand beside you?" As a result, all their deeds will be voided, and they will become losers. O believers, whoever among you renounce Islam, let them do so. Soon Allah will replace them with others whom He will love, and they will love Him. Who will be humble towards the believers, mighty against the unbelievers, striving hard in the way of Allah, and will have no fear of reproach from any critic. Now this is the grace of Allah which He bestows on whom He pleases. Allah has boundless knowledge. Your real protecting friends are Allah, His Rasul, and the fellow believers, the ones who established Salah, paid zakah, and bowed down humbly before Allah. Whoever makes Allah, His Rasul, and the fellow believers His protecting friends must know that Allah's party will surely be victorious. O believers, do not make your protecting friends those from among the people who were given the book before you and the unbelievers who have made your religion a mockery or pastime. Fear Allah if you are true believers. When you call for Salah, they make it an object of mockery and pastime. This is because they are people devoid of understanding. Tell them, O people of the book, what makes you against us other than that we believe in Allah and in what has been revealed to us and what was revealed before? The fact is that most of you are rebellious transgressors. Ask them, should I tell you of those who will have even worse than this in retribution from Allah? They are those whom Allah has cursed, who have incurred His wrath, some of whom were turned into apes and pigs, who worship Tagut. These are worse in rank and far more astray from the right way. When they come to you, they say, "We believe." But in fact, unbelievers they came and unbelievers they depart. Allah knows fully well what they hide in their hearts. You will see many of them try to beat each other in sin and rancor, and they consume what is unlawful. Evil indeed is what they do. Why don't their rabbis and the jurists of laws forbid them from uttering sinful words and eating unlawful things? Evil indeed are their deeds. The Jews say, "Allah's hand is tied up." Nay, their own hands will be tied up, and they will be cursed for what they utter. Both of His hands are free. However, He spends as He pleases. The fact is that the revelations that have come to you from Allah will surely make many of them increase in their wickedness and unbelief. We have stirred among them enmity and hatred till the day of resurrection. Every time they kindle the fire of war, Allah extinguishes it. Now they are striving to spread mischief in the land. Allah does not love those who do mischief. If instead of this rebellious attitude, the people of the book had believed and become God-fearing, we would certainly have removed their iniquities and admitted them to gardens of bliss. If they would have observed the laws of Torah and the Injil and other revelations which were sent to them from their Rabb, they would have certainly enjoyed abundance from above and from beneath. Though there are some among them on the moderate course, yet most of them do nothing but evil. O Rasul, deliver the message which has been revealed to you from your Rabb, and if you do not, you are not doing justice to your mission. Allah will protect you from the mischief of the people. Rest assured that Allah will not let the unbelievers succeed against you. Tell them, O people of the book, you have no ground to stand on unless you observe the Torah, Injil, and other revelations that have come to you from your Rabb. This revelation which has come to you from your Rabb will surely increase the rebellion and disbelief of many of them, but you should not grieve for the disbelievers. Rest assured that the believers, the Jews, the Sabaeans, and the Christians, whoever believes in Allah in the last day and does righteous deeds, will have nothing to fear or to regret. Certainly we took a covenant from the children of Israel and sent them Rasuls. Whenever there came to them a Rasul with a message that did not suit their fancies, they either called him an impostor or they put him to death. They thought no affliction would follow, so they acted blind and deaf. Yet Allah, in extreme mercy, accepted their repentance. But again, many acted blind and deaf towards the message of Allah. Allah is observant of their actions. Certainly they have disbelieved who say, Allah is Christ, the son of Miriam, while Christ himself said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Rabb and your Rabb. Whoever commits shirk, Allah will deny him the paradise, and the hellfire will be his home. There will be no helper for the wrongdoers. Certainly they are unbelievers who say, Allah is one of three in a trinity. There is no God except one Allah. If they do not stop saying what they say, a painful punishment will befall the disbelievers among them. Will they not then turn to Allah and seek his forgiveness? Allah is forgiving, merciful. Christ, the son of Miriam, was no more than a Rasul. Many Rasuls had already passed away before him. His mother was a truthful woman. They both ate earthly food like other human beings. See how the revelations are made clear to them to know the reality, yet see how they ignore the truth. Ask them, would you worship besides Allah someone who can neither harm nor benefit you, while Allah is he who hears all and knows all? Tell them, O people of the book, do not transgress the bounds of truth in your religion, and do not yield to the fancies of those people who went astray before you. They misled many others, and have themselves strayed away from the right way. Those who disbelieved from among the children of Israel were cursed by the tongue of Daud and Isa, the son of Miriam. Because they disobeyed and committed excesses, they would not forbid one another from committing iniquities. Evil indeed were their deeds. As you can see, many of them are taking the side of the unbelievers. Evil is that which their souls have sent forth for them for the hereafter, because they have incurred the wrath of Allah. So in punishment they are going to live forever. Had they believed in Allah, in the Prophet, and in what was revealed to him, they would have never taken unbelievers as their protecting friends instead of believers. But most of them are rebellious transgressors. You will find the most violent in enmity to the believers are the Jews and the Mushrikeen. And the nearest in affection to the believers are those who say, we are Christians. That is because among them there are men that are priests and monks. when they listen to that which is revealed to the rough. When they listen to that. When they listen to that which is revealed to the Rasul, you can see their eyes filled with tears because they recognize the truth. They say, "Our Rabb, we believe, therefore write us down among the witnesses of truth. Why should not we believe in Allah and the truth which has come to us? Why should we not hope that our Rabb will admit us to the company of the righteous?" And for their prayer, Allah has rewarded them with gardens beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. Such is the recompense of the righteous. As for those who reject and deny our revelations, they shall become the inmates of hellfire. O believers, do not make unlawful those wholesome things which Allah has made lawful for you. Do not transgress. Allah does not love the transgressors. Eat of the lawful and wholesome things which Allah has provided for you. Fear Allah in whom you believe. Allah will not call you to account for what is inadvertent in your oaths, but He will hold you accountable for that which you solemnly swear. The penalty for a broken oath is to feed 10 indigent persons with such food as you normally provide to your own family, or to clothe 10 needy people, or to free one slave. The one who cannot afford any of these must fast 3 days. This is the expiation for breaking your oaths. Therefore, be mindful of your oaths. Thus Allah makes clear to you His revelations, that you may be thankful. O believers, intoxicants and gambling, dedication to stones, and division by arrows are the filthy works of Shaitan. Get away from them so that you may prosper. Shaitan desires to stir up enmity and hatred between you with intoxicants and gambling, and to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah and from Salah. Will you not abstain? Obey Allah and obey the Rasul, and abstain from these things. If you do not, then you should know that our Rasul's duty is only to pass on my message clearly. There is no blame on those who believe and do good deeds for what they ate in the past, provided they abstain from those things which have been made unlawful, then remain steadfast in their belief and do righteous deeds, then abstain themselves from whatever they are forbidden and believe in divine law, and then fear Allah and do good deeds, for Allah loves those who do good deeds. O believers, Allah will put you to trial by making game well within the reach of your hands and your spears, in order to see who fears Him, though unseen. There shall therefore be a painful punishment for those who transgress after this warning. O believers, do not kill game while you are in ihram. If anyone kills game intentionally, you will have to pay a penalty through an offering brought to the Kaaba of a domestic animal equivalent to the one which was killed, as determined by 2 just men among you, or as an expiation, either feed a few indigent or fast their equivalent days, so that he may taste the evil consequences of what he did. Allah has forgiven what happened in the past, but if anyone repeats it now, Allah will inflict retribution on him. Allah is mighty, capable of retribution. Game of the sea and its use as food is lawful for you and the seafarers, but the game of the land is forbidden as long as you are in ihram. Have fear of Allah, to whom you shall all be assembled. Allah has made the Kaaba of the sacred house an eternal value for mankind, and so are the sacred months, the animal offerings, and the animals which are collared as a mark of dedication. So you must know that Allah has knowledge of what is in the heavens and in the earth, and that Allah is well aware of everything. You should also know that Allah is stern in retribution, and that Allah is forgiving, merciful. The only duty of the Rasul is to pass on my message. Allah knows all what you reveal and what you conceal. Tell them, bad and good are not equal, even though the abundance of bad may dazzle you. So fear Allah, O people of understanding, that you may prosper. O believers, do not ask questions about things that, if revealed to you, may cause you trouble. But if you ask a question about something when the Quran is being revealed, it will be made known to you. Allah has forgiven you what you did to date. Allah is forgiving, forbearing. Some people before you did ask such questions and later lost their faith because of those very things. Allah did not institute superstitions like those of a slit-eared she-camel, or a she-camel let loose for free pasture, or idol sacrifices for twin births in animals, or stallion camels freed from work. This lie is invented by the unbelievers against Allah, and most of them lack understanding. When it is said to them, come to what Allah has revealed, and come to the Rasul, they reply, sufficient for us are the ways on which we found our forefathers. What? Even though their forefathers knew nothing and were not rightly guided? O believers, you are accountable for none but yourselves. Anyone who has gone astray cannot harm you if you are on the right way. To Allah you shall all return, and He will let you know the truth of all that you did. O believers, when death approaches any one of you, let two just men from among yourselves act as witnesses at the time of making your last will, or from the non-Muslims if you are traveling through the land and the calamity of death overtakes you. If you doubt their honesty, detain them after prayer and let them both swear by Allah, we will not sell our testimony for any price, even to a relative, and we will not hide the testimony which we will be giving for the sake of Allah, for we shall be sinners if we do so. Then, if it becomes known that those two were guilty of the sin of perjury, then let two others, better qualified witnesses from among those who were deprived of their right, come forward and testify upon oath. By Allah, our testimony is truer than theirs. We have not transgressed in our testimony, for we should be wrongdoers if we did so. By this procedure, it is more likely that they will bear true witness, or at least fear that their oaths could be contradicted by subsequent oaths. Have fear of Allah and listen. Allah does not guide those who are disobedient transgressors. On the day of resurrection, when Allah gathers the Rasuls and asks, what response were you given from your addressees? They will say, we have no knowledge, only you have all the knowledge of the unseen. Then Allah will ask, O Isa, son of Miriam, recall my favor upon you and to your mother, how I strengthened you with the Holy Spirit so you could speak to the people in cradle and in old age, how I taught you the book, wisdom, the Torah, and the Injil, how you were able to make the figure of a bird out of clay by my permission, how you breathed into it and changed it into a real bird by my permission, how you could heal the born blind and the lepers by my permission, how you could bring the dead body back to life by my permission, how I protected you from the violence of the children of Israel when you came to them with clear signs and the unbelievers among them said, this is nothing but a clear sorcery. Remember when I inspired the disciples to have faith in me and my Rasul, and they said, we believe and bear witness that we have become Muslims. How when the disciples asked, O Isa, son of Miriam, can your Rabb send down to us from heaven a table spread with food? And you said, have fear of Allah if you are true believers. They said, we only wish to eat thereof to satisfy our hearts and to know that you have indeed told us the truth and that we bear witness to it. Isa, son of Miriam, said, O Allah, our Rabb, send us from heaven a table spread with food that it may make a feast, one of a kind for those before us and for those after us, as a sign from you, and provide us our sustenance. You are the best sustainer. Allah responded, I shall send it down to you, but if any of you disbelieve after that, I shall punish him with a torment which I have never inflicted on anyone in the world. After reminding him of these favors, Allah will say, O Isa, son of Miriam, did you ever say to the people, worship me and my mother as gods beside Allah? He will answer, "Glory to you. How could I say what I had no right to say? If I had ever said so, you would have certainly known it. You know what is in my heart, but I know not what is in yours. For you have full knowledge of all the unseen. I never said anything other than what you commanded me to say, that is to worship Allah, who is my Rabb and your Rabb. I was a witness over them as long as I remained among them. But when you called me off, you were the watcher over them, and you are a witness to everything. If you punish them, they surely are your servants. And if you forgive them, you are mighty, wise." Allah will say, "This is the day on which the truthful will profit from their truth. They shall have gardens beneath which rivers flow to live therein forever. Allah is well pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. This is the mighty achievement. To Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth and all that is therein, and He has power over everything." Surat Al-An'am.